So you want to go into the Arts Mountain, huh? You want to be a movie star. Interesting. So you're going to go into LA. You're going to make films that are going to touch the world. How many of you know that the movie industry in Hollywood, controlled by a remnant of people at the top of that mountain, 200 or less control what movies come out of Hollywood? It's a remnant that controls the spigot that touches the world. How many of you know that that mountain does influence the world? And yet, how many of you have heard Christians talk about, God's called me into media, God's called me into film, God's called me to write music, God's called me to be... Why is God saying that? Because he intends the next phase to be, we bore a hole through the heavens. The difference is, we're punching a hole through there in Hollywood. In other words, there's a house of Cornelius in the Arts Mountain that is about to be invaded by the Holy Ghost. There's a house of Cornelius in Wall Street that needs to be invaded by the Holy Spirit. In other words, what God wants to do is he wants to be able to set a company at the top of each of these mountains who contend gates against gates with the kingdom of darkness. Because Jesus is raising up a church, the gates of hell cannot stand against. The problem is we've camped in one mountain. But now we take a company of entrepreneurs, business people. And they start to realize that God's giving them visions and dreams to liberate the glory of wealth. Because you see, the resources of a movie can reveal Jesus or they can reveal the devil. The same technology can make porn or make the Passion of the Christ. It's just a matter of who's funding the budget and the project. The same worship music that gives you goosebumps and releases an anointing and has healing on it can be having some demonic, erotic sound pulsating through it. See, it's not the technology, it's the spirit that controls it.